Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah 41:10 and Romans 8:28. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. I will make you strong and help you. I will protect you and save you. We know that in all things, God works for good with those who love him, those whom he has called according to his purpose.
Again, I want to introduce my brother. Jules Sanford is my brother. He has been our whole life. He's stepping in for my mom. As I said, my mom was an apostle, a pastor of our church. And of course, if she was here, she just passed away. It's been 6 months. And so if she was here, she would be doing this for me. But he has agreed to step in for her and to minister a word to you today. And so I'm just so proud to introduce my brother, Pastor Jules Sanford.
Amen. Amen. First off, I just want to say how absolutely proud I am of my little sister. Amen. And I just couldn't be more proud. I think that is just awesome. I'd like to start with just a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Father God, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we know that you can do all things but fail. So now, Lord, I say less of me and more of you. Lord, that I take a step back, that you can take a step forward. Lord, I ask that you bless anything that comes out of me, that it can be a blessing to your people. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house this morning. All these things we ask in Jesus' name, and I ask the church to say, amen. Amen. Now, I always promise I won't be before you long. Today I really won't be. Amen. Amen. So the first thing I always like to do when I get up is I say we have to give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. So let's put our hands together because we're thankful to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I was glad when they said unto me to come into his house. And so the name of today's sermon is A Servant's Heart. And I'm really just kind of telling you about my little sister, amen? Her name is Reverend Dr. Virgerie Sanford, amen? And I couldn't be more proud, amen? But I have to admit, when we're at her house having some fried fish or something, you know, she lets me call her Virgerie. Amen. And so the first thing I'd like to do is I want to read my scripture, and it was a charge that Paul gave to Timothy. It's 1 Timothy 4:1-2, and it reads, "In the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Amen. So what I'd like to say is I always have to say something to our neighbors. So can we say neighbor?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Preach the word, Dr. Verge. Now, can we give the Lord one more hand praise? Amen. Yes, Lord. Now, I'd like to give you a little background on Dr. Virgerie. Reverend Doctor and I are what they call PKs. What is a PK, Pastor, we ask you? That's preacher's kids. Amen. We grew up, our mom was the pastor of our church. Amen. And she taught us to love the Lord. Amen. So on Sunday mornings, myself, my five sisters, we would come home from church, and if being at church all morning wasn't good enough, we liked to play church when we would get home. Amen? And I think that was getting us ready. Who knew what our lives would be when we got to this point? So we would get home, and that's my five sisters right there. It was five girls, one boy. In the middle, you would think that would mean I was spoiled, but it wasn't. depending on who you ask. Amen. So we would get up and we would play church on Sundays, and I think that would get us ready. We would take turns preaching, and we would preach like our pastor at the time. His name was Elder Watson, and he was an awesome preacher, and we would pace back and forth, and we would preach like him, and we lived out in the country. All that grass was our people. Amen. And we would preach to the grass. Well, you see, the Lord gets you ready for what he's going to have you do. Amen. Who knew when we were out there standing on the porch preaching to the grass that one day we would actually be getting up on Sunday morning preaching to God's people. Amen. And who knew that this is my favorite part of our childhood, and my sisters would agree. When we grew up, our mom would have us to have noon prayer all summer. Every day of summer, we were welcome to pray, but we could play, but every day at noon, we had to come in and learn to pray. And mom would have us in there praying. When I got older, I saw the movie about the Jackson 5. And I had to say, I told my mom, I said, she was kind of like Joe Jackson there for a minute. She had us there. While the kids was outside playing, we were inside praying. And it was like, you know, I love the Lord and everything, but they are playing softball down the street right now. Amen. Well, wouldn't you think when life passed on and I became an adult and I got out there in the world and kind of turned into the prodigal son, I said, wait a minute. Didn't mom say that there is a God that loves us? And no matter how bad things get, we can go back to him. And it turns out that all of that praying at noon turned out to be a good thing, because when I was an adult, I was able to come back and find out that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Thank you very much, because I need an amen, and I'm watching. Don't remember what time. I'm almost done, but I'd like to say one more thing about Dr. Ruthie. Our mom taught her how to have a servant's heart. She taught us all that. But while I was out there becoming the prodigal son, wouldn't you know it that it would be my younger sister that would come and tell me, well, remind me about the Lord. She was able to come and witness to me and say, hey, big brother, don't you remember what mom used to say? And if things look like it's getting too hard, remember what mom used to tell us. So now I'm here as older brother. Amen. I'm a little taller than her, in case you didn't know. Amen. That's that's my one advantage. So I had nothing to do with anything. I just brought that up so you know I had at least one advantage. Amen. It was her. She has that servant's heart. If you need someone to talk to, if you need someone to pray with you, the Lord has given you an awesome pastor. And now she's willing to sit down. She's good at that. She knows the Lord. She has a personal relationship with him. And as a family member, I can tell you, she is at home the way she is here. Amen. So give the Lord one more hand praise. And our conversations kind of reminded me of when Jesus talked to Nicodemus and told him that we all need to be born again. Amen. And so I think I'm just going to end it with this and say, I have five sisters there and there was one brother. And I think we can all agree that it's something, because the Lord called us into the ministry, but from two different places. And I love her relationships, because her teacher is here and they are still friends. Amen. I envy that relationship. I really do. Because when I go back to my high school, all they ask me is, are you still alive? What are you doing still here? And I say, it's because God is good. And then I tell them, I'm a pastor now. And I always get the same response. You are a pastor? That means God is real. There really is somebody up there. Amen. So, you know, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here. I thank you for the opportunity for me to give congratulations, amen, to my sister. We are a close-knit family, and I really believe that what our mom taught us growing up is coming into fruition today, that now we know that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And so I thank you for your time. And the last thing I'm going to say is this. She said, I'm stepping in for mom today, but I can honestly tell you it's taking all six of us to step in for mom, and we're still not all the way there. Amen. And so I'm going to end it with that. And I just want to say one last thing. And see, that's what I do every week. I have four or five closings. This is my final closing. And that is, I want us to look at Dr. Verge and say, Dr. Verge, preach the word. Now give the Lord a hand praise as I take my seat. Thank you.